There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, you heard Brent Musburger. This is the Lombardi Line. Of course, former front office exec Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. And a joy. We're going to welcome in Marcus Hayes, sports columnist, Philadelphia Inquirer. And I'll just start here. I don't know if Broad Street is ready to go, but the parade is all set, right, Marcus? This is a very, very excited fan base for the Eagles.
Well, it's a 17-game season, and most fans have them winning 18. So
it's untenable, but I understand.
Well, we've already, Marcus, it's good to have you. Good to have you join us. I appreciate it. I want to commend you. I really do, for having the courage and the willingness to write the column you wrote about Embiid. You said all the things that needed to be said in your column, and I'm sure you probably need protection walking to and from your car in Philadelphia.
Well, I got to tell the listeners, Mike, that one of the great benefits of my journalistic career was being around you for a few years. You guys were very accessible. And one of the things that, you know, you've always been real good at, and most of the people in your sphere, people who have been around you have been real good at, is sharing information and knowledge and reasoning, you know, behind your decisions and owning your decisions, but under, you know, helping people like me in my job understand your process. So if I learn that from you, my questions the next time and the next time and the next time are better. And I said all that to say, it helps you become a more critical thinker. You know, you can't just, you know, you're a scout. If you get behind a guy and the guy doesn't pan out, you can't keep riding that guy. You got to face it, turn around. Okay, I learned from this. I learned about this environment. This guy coming from this environment. This guy showing me these signals. Let's not make that mistake next. And so, you know, being around you and the people that, you know, that helped you and the people that you helped, it helps people like me be able to make analyze and make decisions and get behind something like I did with Joel Embiid. Because honestly, you know, when I was, 29, 30 years old and I met you, I couldn't have done that. I couldn't have seen the world the way I see it now.
That's awesome.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. But in this town, what you wrote, which I think was completely true from the first letter of the first sentence to the end, was you nailed it. I mean, you literally nailed it. And it had to be said, but I can't believe it's been well received. What's been the feedback that you've gotten from A, anybody in the Sixers, and B, the community of the Sixer fans?
I don't think there's anybody in the Sixers organization that disagrees with me, because their futures depend on how Joel Embiid matures and progresses. And the response from the fans was probably 70-30 positive. And as you can imagine, understanding the cult of the process here, the 30 that didn't get behind it were largely people saying, well, you know, he's got a broken eye and a bad thumb. Well, that doesn't mean he can't get his butt up and down at court. He's got a broken eye and a bad thumb. That doesn't mean, you know, when he takes his 6 days off to recover from the concussion, he has to eat badly and not get any rest and show up like a bum. I mean, he had 6 days off, and he played like a dog, you know. So 6 days off for an elite athlete, I mean, there are 6 days between every single NFL game. And you don't have guys like Gasson because, you know, they missed practice that week. They come back and they play. Joel Embiid was never in the kind of shape he needed to be in, and he didn't take care of himself when he was off for 6 days.
You know, it's funny you wrote that, and I've been saying it for 4 years. The guy's the worst conditioned athlete I've ever seen in my life, and he gets out of shape and ever. And guys on, you know, the Comcast and all that, they're just making fun of me continuously. When if you just observe the guy, like I've never seen a professional athlete get out of shape as quick as Embiid does. You know, I've never seen it in my life. Of course, I've been saying this for 5 years. I've never seen a guy on the ground more. I mean, one of the marks of judging an offensive lineman in the book that I've written is I call it the clean pants judgment, right? Like Anthony Munoz never had his pants dirty. Like Tony Boselli just got in the Hall of Fame. Always, every time he got done playing him, his uniform was completely clean because they never were on the ground. Being on the ground signifies not a great athlete. I've never seen this. This guy's always on the ground.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I think there's some real core strength issues there, some spatial issues, balance issues. And he doesn't, you know, he is such a spectacular athlete. Like, he is kind of miscast. He's a wonderful basketball player, but he was raised as a volleyball player. You can see those elements in his game, his lateral quickness, his ability to explode even at that size. But, you know, he does not like contact. He does not like to be pushed around, and he doesn't like to work out. There's a Wilt Chamberlain video sort of circulating on YouTube and Twitter now that shows, you know, things that Wilt would do. And what's most breathtaking about what Wilt Chamberlain was able to do is that 4 or 5 strides, he's from free throw line to free throw line, and he runs at full speed between every possession for 48 minutes a game. I mean, there's just the length of the court has not changed, but the type of athlete has. I mean, even Tim Duncan would jog every once in a while. But no, I mean, Wilt Chamberlain is the only guy I've seen who's big, who plays as hard as Draymond Green. You know?
What has your interaction been? I know COVID changed. Marcus Hayes joining us, Philadelphia Inquirer, doing a great job. And I read the article. Michael talked about it ad nauseum. It's a great article. You should go check it out. What's the interaction like with you and Embiid? How is he to cover, Marcus?
He's very, very smart. He's a lot like Shaquille O'Neal. He has a persona where he's kind of this gentle giant, and everything he does is intentional. So he presents himself as a person who isn't going to be considered to be, you know, super smart or super complex. But he is. He speaks 5 languages. He's an international superstar. He has a spectacularly diverse worldview. And he's in a position to do really what you thought maybe Dirk Nowitzki would do or Hakeem Olajuwon. He's really in a position to be the first multilingual, multinational, U.S.-based athlete. There's really been no one like him. And basketball is the perfect sport, the perfect vehicle for that. And I enjoy covering Joel Embiid because he is relatively accountable. Like, Joel Embiid will tell you, I needed to be better in this series. I'm not making excuses about injuries. And then he talks about his injuries. But he's a thoughtful, interesting, relatively evolved human being who it'd be fun to be on his team. You know, it'd be fun to be on a plane with him. He's pleasant. You know, he's smart. He likes to have a good time. I enjoy covering Joel. I feel very lucky being able to cover Joel Embiid because, for me, he is by far the most interesting story in the NBA. And I'm not like a fan journalist. I don't care if the Sixers win or lose. I just want them to be interesting. There is no team in the history of sports more interesting than the Sixers over the last 9-10 years of the process and Josh Harris buying them.
Do you think this will ever change?
Well, 2 or 3 years ago, we had Joel Embiid crying in the tunnel on his girlfriend's shoulder after the Toronto Raptors knocked them out of the playoffs. And it took a year, and it took the birth of his son and the pursuit of an MVP award But Joel Embiid has changed to a large degree since then. He is more professional. He eats better. He gets better rest. He plays with minor injuries. He doesn't like load management. And he wants to do that to create a legacy for his son. He wants to be the best player he can be. And he also wants to win the MVP. So we've seen a change. If he can make the next change where he's even fitter, he plays harder, he makes fewer mistakes, he doesn't get down in the middle of games. I mean, if you talk about a signature move, you know, you got like Michael Jordan's fadeaway or the dream shake, Joel Embiid's signature move right now is half court bent over holding his shorts. Okay, once you stop seeing that move, then you'll know that he's ready to go to work. Finally, at the age of 28, he's ready to grow up, go to work, and be the best player on the court every time. Not the most talented, but the best player on the court every time. When's the last time you saw Giannis bent over, you know, tugging his shorts?
Now, I keep saying this, Marcus, and nobody wants to hear it in Philadelphia, but if you were to call the Dallas Mavericks up and say, we'll trade you Embiid for Luka, they would say no. Call Phoenix
Absolutely.
Up and say, we'll trade Embiid for Booker, they say no. Go through the list.
Yep.
Like
these guys think he's this great player,
and you can't trade for him.
These guys are winners. Now, if you talk about ceiling, if you talk about theoretical, you know, and I don't know how much we can talk about being theoretical now, you know, 6 years into his playing career, I don't know how much you can talk about it being theoretical, but ceiling, no. You'd build around Giannis or Embiid. Maybe even before you'd build around Nikola Jokic. But if you talk about guys who show up and try to win every night and prepare to win and have refined their games and are dependable and aren't hurt all the time, then no, you would not start your team with Joel Embiid. You would probably, there are probably 10 guys you'd start a team with if you had to win the championship next year, there are probably at least 10 guys you would start your team with, and including like Jason Tatum or Jimmy Butler, you know, guys who will do everything they can to win you games.
That's about as candid and fair, Mike Lombardi, I've heard a columnist on a player. Here's what I'll say. We are here all weekend. We're going to be here all next week. We're here all the time. Marcus, we'd love to have you back to talk about the Eagles, but that 76er conversation had to happen. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcus.
Oh,
appreciate
please,
you.
Please let me know whenever you need me.
Thank you, Marcus. You might have to text him and say, hey, can you come back? We're here this weekend. So
I got to get his number. Matt Santos has to send me his number. I will, because I think it took courage. You don't understand how much people go after you when you write something
Absolutely.
That's important, you know, and everybody wants to be liked. And when you write a column like he wrote, that you're not going to get liked by the Embiid group.
No, the column was great. But also his answer about Embiid was very fair. That was a tremendous conversation. Amal's next here at Lombardi Line.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. All your favorite wagering options, in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Stop by the Strip here in Nevada. Bring that state-issued ID, and you're ready to bet within minutes. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM state-of-the-art technology. You got to be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-522-4700. Tremendous job by Marcus Hayes. Ask him to come on, Michael. Tell him we can do two segments. We'll have him on as much as he wants. He did a great job.
The Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl, so we're going to need them. We're going to need them.
We need a relationship
with
them.
Let's be honest.
His line that the Eagle fans got him winning 18 games pretty much sums it up. Say hi to Amal Shaw, this is from Woj. Horford has been upgraded to questionable from doubtful for game two tonight. So does that mean like the COVID is kind of lingering and not really? How do they determine that he is good or questionable as opposed to doubtful? Dr. Amal, do you have the answer there?
I have no clue. As a matter of fact, I could use a doctor myself. So
are you sick?
I have no idea. Yeah, I've been out the last couple of days.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right now. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, good. That's good, Amal. We don't want you.
Sorry. Go ahead.
We don't want you having COVID. So we want you good.
No. Just sore throat. Major sore throat. But after Saban and Jimbo decided to go at it, I just didn't understand why Nick needed to get involved in that. We all know what A&M is doing. But I think now you'll start to hear a few more rumors swirling around how Alabama's taking care of players for a better part of a decade.
Yeah, the one thing I would say this, if you're in the Southeast Conference, I think you live in a glass house, and I don't think you should throw stones anywhere. I'm just going to say that, okay? Like, I've been around the block a few times, and the Southeast Conference is a different world when it comes to recruiting. Just want to throw it out there. I don't think you want to throw stones.
But what was the point, Amal, where, and those that don't understand, Saban went and spoke to local business owners yesterday. He said the number one recruiting class was bought and paid for by A&M. Today, Jimbo Fisher absolutely dropped the nuclear bomb on Saban, but it seemed personal, right? That was personal.
It was, and I think Jimbo, obviously Kirby Smart winning a national championship has a lot to do with it now, but if you always looked at it, until Kirby won last year, Jimbo was always considered Saban's best former, assistant or guy that coached under him, having won a national title. He hasn't been able to duplicate that success. They had the great win against Alabama last year. But remember, they got to go to Tuscaloosa this year with an Alabama team. If the offensive line holds up this year, guys, this is going to be a legitimate all-time Alabama type of team.
Yeah, and it's going to – that ticket, I can tell you right now, is going to be a hard ticket to get because this isn't going to go away, and this is going to keep going and go forward. But I will say this, Jimbo Fisher, Amal, and I know he's not on your list of coaches to attack. Mel Tucker leads that list. But Jimbo, in 3 years at A&M, has won as many games as Kevin Sumlin won in 3 years.
Well, Michael, you bring up a great point. I think that's one thing that gets overlooked so many times with certain coaches. Coaching is getting changed and regime changes. People expect somebody to come in to do such a great job. It's kind of like when Charlie Weiss took over at Notre Dame. Ty Willingham started 8-0, and Charlie Weiss kind of ran the program sideways as well. And Jimbo, the expectations are he's going to win. But, the fact that he beat, just like Kevin Sumlin won in Tuscaloosa, he wins against Alabama, and all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, great, we're going in the right direction. Having lived in Texas for 12 years, I can tell you one thing about A&M. They think they are far, far better than anybody on the planet thinks they are.
So they have unrealistic expectations. There's not a lot of self-honesty within the program, in the school?
No, it's like somebody, a woman who's an 8, but if you multiplied by 4. Uh-oh. That's what Texas A&M is.
By the way, here's a quote.
They've never been.
Here's a quote for you, Amal. This is Jimbo Fisher. I don't cheat. I don't lie. If you did, my old man slapped me across the face. Maybe someone should have slapped him in regards to Saban. I just saw that from Brett McMurphy. So that's a pretty wild quote.
I think Jimbo's one of the, I've always said this about Jimbo. When I watch his teams play, they're like an unmade bed. They're never organized. Like, he has this reputation for being this incredible guru. And yet, I'm not siding with Nick Saban here at all. I'm just saying, to me, I think Jimbo Fisher is really rated as a coach. And the salary he got to go down there is, to me, mind-boggling based on what he did. I know he won a national championship at Florida State, but my Lord, there's times where his teams just don't look the same.
Michael, I agree with you completely. And to me, there's a parallel between Mel Tucker up at Michigan State and Jimbo Fisher down at College Station. Jimbo did win at Florida State. But at the end of the day, when he left Florida State, that cupboard was completely bare. I mean, there were not even hinges left on the doors. And the bottom line is, when you look at this program, they better start winning now, because it seems like Sark at least appears to be getting this program going in the right direction. We'll see if Texas can do that. Again, Texas, another program where they think they invented football, won national title in the last 51 years. And if Reggie Bush doesn't lateral that ball, Patrick, they probably don't win that game either. The bottom line is, these two programs in Texas, they think football doesn't exist outside of College Station in Austin, and they don't realize everyone plays far superior football than about 25 programs do compared to these guys.
Yeah.
There was no way we were getting through a college football segment without Mel Tucker being brought up by Amahl Shaw. There was no way.
There was no way you were not going to miss me getting an opportunity to take a shot at the Shorthorns.
I think the quote out of today's bit is Amahl Shaw says Texas A&M, the least self-aware college football program on the planet.
I don't disagree 100% with it. The fact that they've won as many games as Sumlin in the last 3 years, I mean, come on. And they treat him like he's a god, like he's won like all these games.
Somebody should have slapped him across the face. Go ahead, Amahl. I can't believe he said that. Go ahead.
I can't either. What was the last important game they played? Was that against Michael Bishop and Sir Parker scored a touchdown in the Big 12 championship game?
And Sumlin, to Michael's point, Sumlin, so much hype coming into the A&M program, but he was absolutely, he was chased out of town. And if you do compare the records, it is interesting how the perception is so different with the two, no?
No doubt. Absolutely. It's way different. Money changes the perception, you know? I mean, they paid Jimbo to get all this money. You would think he would be under attack. I mean, you know, like I said earlier in the program, Amahl, he had five stars. That's all he's recruited. This year, he recruited more five stars than the entire ACC recruited. Now, tell me how that's happening.
No, I would agree with you. NIL money, and they're definitely taking advantage of that. And look, I'm not going to sit there and suggest or imply that any program is squeaky clean. I think it's absurd. I always find it interesting on the social media boards when I hear people say, oh, Alabama doesn't need to cheat. I said, I don't know about you, but do you work for free? Because if guys offered me $100,000 to go to A&M and I can go get paid the same thing in Tuscaloosa, I'll take the money and then go there. But if not, I'm going to College Station first. And I think it's disingenuous to sit there and think that people are going to show up somewhere if they're not getting compensated. It's just the nature of college basketball. It's the nature of college football. And, you know, people are honest and transparent about it. We all know everybody does. I love how everyone takes this high road. Look, I'll say this. When I was in school at Ohio State, I saw Ricky Dudley 3 consecutive years have a different car. Now, I'm not sure what part-time job he had, but I'm telling you right now, I was struggling at $3.35 an hour. So I would love to have the job he had when he was at Ohio State. So don't sit there and tell me that these programs all aren't doing the same thing.
Yeah, Gates, save your sanctimonious behavior.
Exactly.
We don't need that. Here's another quote from Jimbo Fisher. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. I mean, this is getting weird. Like, he is, Michael, I don't know what Saban did to Jimbo, but Jimbo, it appears, was waiting for Nick to say something because he came locked and loaded.
He came heavy. Uncle Junior, he came heavy. He either come heavy or don't come at all. Look, I don't know. I've watched the two coaches practice. I've watched their practice. I've never been enamored with Jimbo Fisher's offense or his ability to coach a quarterback. All I hear is, you know, you never can fit the answer in. If he's such a great quarterback coach, tell me what great quarterback he had other than Jameis Winston. And was he great?
Well, you're absolutely right. He had that one freshman year. He was fantastic. And then other than that, remains to be seen. And I think sometimes, and I don't know much about Jimbo, I never covered him, but some of these guys that are great salespeople, like I'm a big Bill Self guy, very friendly with the media, very engaging. So you're probably not going to be as hard on somebody if you have an affinity for them. That's true. Just human nature, right, guys?
100%.
And so I think with Jimbo, it might be a scenario where, listen, he's good. He's accessible to local media. He treats him well. Like, listen, I've been more critical of Mack Brown as a head coach as anybody I've ever seen, but I don't know if anybody is more cordial or nicer to deal with than Mack Brown. You could be from the smallest newspaper in the state of Texas, and Mack would treat you like you were from the New York Times. And I thought that was always to his credit.
And write you a thank you note when you're done. And write you a thank you note when you're done.
And to me, I think sometimes those coaches end up getting a little bit of a pass. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just think it's human nature. And in Jimbo's case, he wins a national title at Florida State. And that has been able to propel him to where he is at today. I mean, when they brought him into A&M, you would have thought he was coming with Nick's resume.
Yeah. That's 100% right. By the way, you know who else is a big fan of Bill Self? The FBI. Amahl.
Don't worry about cyber crimes. We got to worry about college basketball, Adidas, and Nike.
Hey, sincerely, feel better, buddy. Thank you for doing this today.
Thanks,
we appreciate
man. Thanks,
you.
Thanks, guys. Amahl.
Okay, Amahl Shaw.
Thank you.
On the men. He did it banged up and odds on with he and Mike Palm coming up right after us here on the Lombardi Line. Josh is next.
You're listening.
listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
VSiN Spring Special is here. $59 gets you everything we have to offer in the next few months through July 31st. So this is going to be awesome over the next couple of months because there's a lot going on. Adam Burks, daily Major League Baseball best bets. Jonathan Von Tobel with the NBA all the way through the finals. Andy McNeil, Stanley Cup playoffs, of course. NFL preseason coverage, which we do a ton of. Golf, UFC, USFL, NASCAR. Point Spread Weekly is involved. It's the spring special. It's $59. VSiN.com/spring. That's VSiN.com/spring. Okay, Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher here in a very, very hot Las Vegas, Nevada. We welcome in Josh Applebaum, who, of course, Market Insights, betting across America, and he joins us. Mr. Celtic, how are we feeling today?
We're feeling great, Patrick and Michael. Great to be with you. Happy Thursday. Huge game today for the Boston Celtics. And we're seeing right now, guys, a lot of movement with this line going toward Boston. Now, going into this game, remember, in the series when we first started, Celtics were as high as a minus 170, minus 180 favorite to win the series. You lose game one, you get rolled in that third quarter, you're down 0-1 in the series. Celtics are now looking at the series price plus 125. So if you like to buy low on Boston, plus money tonight could be worth it on the series price. But that all really coincides, guys, with this line move toward the Boston Celtics. Now, at BetMGM, the tickets are split right down the middle 50-50. Public really doesn't know what to do with this game. And when you look at these 50-50 ticket splits, theoretically, a line really shouldn't move at all. But we know that not all tickets are created equally. We've got big wagers from Billy Walters-type bettors, you know, dime bets. We have $5 average Joe bets. Even though it's 50-50, guys, it looks like the big money is going toward Boston. Also with some good injury news, although some bad news too. You are going to get Marcus Smart back tonight. Derek White's going to miss this game, the birth of his child, and I believe Al Horford is going to miss this game as well. But we're seeing now, guys, the total, the game opened a lot of shops as high as like Heat laying 5, laying 4, 4.5, somewhere around there. I woke up this morning, the line was down to 3.5, and literally over the last 5 to 10 minutes, we've seen this 3.5 now fall to 3. So this line is going toward Boston here. If you look at just playoff line moves, the market is so efficient right now with so much money and liability on the line and so much information to go off of for the odds makers that any kind of move is notable. Playoff line movement, as long you could be favorite, dog, home, road, doesn't matter. If the line moves in your direction at least a half point, you're 34-26 against the spread, 57%. Celtics in the spot, 18-9 against the spread as a dog, as well as 5-1 ATS in the postseason as a dog. And really, you're banking on the Celtics. Every time they've lost this playoffs, they've bounced back. That speaks to, you know, kind of the way they can, you know, come back from a loss, flush it, and get to the next one. Awful loss this year. They're 21-13 against the spread, 62%, 3-0 this postseason. Guys, when I saw that 3.5 fall to 3 over the last 10 minutes, that really told me the Celtics are taking in a lot of big money. I grabbed the 3.5. I'd even look at the 3 now. Give me Boston even this series tonight.
But, Josh, don't you think a lot of this is, too, because we now know Smart's going to play? I mean, the line opened up when everybody was healthy. It was a 1.5, 2, down to 1.5, 1-point game. I mean, that seems to be where the line is supposed to be. But then I think with these injuries, it's kind of it's teetered up a little bit. But I think now that we know Smart's back, White obviously is problematic. To me, Horford, they can exchange him out for another player, even though, you know, he's done some good things here in the tournament, but in the playoffs. But I kind of get this as a sense. This is the rally number for Smart and the Celtics having their full three good players back.
So I think you're right, Michael. That early move was definitely Smart being upgraded to probable, you know, because again, there were some 5s, 4.5s, all the way down to 3.5. But Smart was known and thought to be upgraded to probable from the Celtics Twitter as early as yesterday. So that doesn't explain too much, that 3.5 down to 3. Now, is there something where Horford tested out of the protocols? I haven't heard anything there. I think you're right with that initial move being based on Smart. But the fact that we knew he was in and it still fell even more today tells me some more money coming in on the Celts. And also, guys, keep an eye on the total here. You know, we've gone through these playoffs where unders are absolutely fantastic. You had another under come through yesterday. They're on the playoffs now, 50-27 to the under, 65%. But despite that really good under trend this playoffs, this total actually rose. It opened 206-ish. It's up to 206.5, 207. We saw that over, you know, fly over in game one here. You also get BetMGM, 74% of bets on the over. So it's, I think it's a public over just saying, hey, 206, 207, that's too low, take the over. But I think wise guys are saying that might be too low too, because you're getting 84% of money on the over. So I'd be looking at the over tonight, especially if you can find a 206.5, and really like this late movement to Boston, even after a lot of these injuries have been known.
Well, here's the Horford news from Adrian Wojnarowski at Woj ESPN. Of course, we know Woj. 35 minutes ago, Celtics upgraded Al Horford to questionable for game two from doubtful. And then 27 minutes ago, the Celtics have continued testing Al Horford with the hope that he can exit health and safety protocols prior to game two, sources say. So that is, that's fascinating, because what he does do is, as a vet, with the switches that the Celtics like to run, he kind of calls that defense. So that's where he's valuable as far as, you know, like Michael said, as far as a primary defender, that's Marcus Smart. But Horford has been very good in the postseason. So maybe, Michael, that has something to do with this number moving a little bit here. Some hopefulness when it comes to Horford.
No doubt. I mean, you know, look, I'm not saying he's not important to their team at all. I'm just saying I think you could overcome him for a game. Where Smart, I think it's damn near impossible to overcome for a game. I think he's the best defensive player in the league, and you're playing against Jimmy Butler, who has been causing teams a lot of problems, and you've got to match up to him.
Yeah, and I've been wrong on Butler. And I owe Amal Shaw an apology. We were talking one day about, you know, the greatness of Butler, and I've always kind of chided him, but he's been incredible. And he killed you in that third quarter there the other night, Josh.
He really did. And again, you think the Celtics have a big youth advantage. You know, Butler is, what, 32, 33 at this point. But goes to show you, when the lights get bright, you know, Butler's the guy you want on your team making these big buckets. And I think, you know, to your point, guys, this Horford, that makes sense. I was wondering that too, seeing that line drop. I think the NBA, I don't think they want to miss more guys with COVID. I think, you know, we've seen it in, you know, the national championship game in college, or these big games where, yes, we still want to, you know, test and make sure everyone's good to go and, you know, no COVID is spreading on the court, but they want these guys to play. And if Horford can test negative, he's probably testing around the clock. That could be part of it. And just a huge presence, a veteran presence. And also Horford, maybe that game off will benefit him a little bit, because he's definitely an older player and maybe you get your legs back a bit. Guys, to me, it's Peyton Pritchard. You know, they really picked on him defensively. If you can limit Pritchard's minutes, if Smart can assume that role and you get Horford back, now that makes sense to me why we're seeing this line go to Boston.
Yeah, they've been hunting. They've been definitely hunting Pritchard. The other series, I got a 6.5 opener. Most books down to 6 with the Warriors laying it tomorrow. The zigzag is in full effect in the conference finals. Josh, what do you got on that one?
So I think you're totally right, Patrick. Some of these 6.5s trending down to 6, and this is kind of, you know, a little bit what we saw in game 1 yesterday, where obviously the Mavs, you know, it was a line freeze. It seemed like, you know, they were really contrarian, only getting 17% of bets. The line didn't move off 5.5. Well, it didn't matter. The Warriors rolled in that one. It was notable to me is that late movement, guys. Keep an eye on, like, you know, early on, like when a game's tomorrow, it's 24 hours away, you might see like a head fake or an initial move one direction, and then you wake up the next day, it's kind of gotten bought back and moved the other way. So I like that zigzag. I like the value on the Mavs. They're going to be super contrarian the whole time. But my angle, Patrick and Michael, would be the under. Immediately, this thing opened 214.5. It's down to 214. We've seen these unders that fall, cash about almost 65, 70% there to the under. And the way the Mavericks play, really slow, methodical, you know, you walk it up the court. You're like Virginia Cavaliers basketball. I'd lean under there. And again, I'll be enticed by Mavericks and the points the whole time, but you really need them to bounce back. And really, the Warriors looked great last night.
They did, especially in that second half. And like Michael said, you just were waiting for the Mavs to start hitting buckets, and it just never happened. So maybe you toss that one out if you're the Mavs and Luka. By the way, did you guys see the picture that was floating around? I guess the day before, Luka was enjoying a beer with Boban, and everybody's like, you know, they were crushing. That's how things have changed. Like, Mickey Mantle used to go out and get lit, and nobody cared at all. But if he's having one beer, Michael, it becomes like social media goes nuts on Luka.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I mean, this guy, like, trust me, Luka can play. It's no big deal. He can bounce back after a night. He can handle it.
100%. Totally agree. Josh, before we say goodbye to you, so on Tuesday night, Florida scores first, and then the Lightning score 4 unanswered, win 4-1. You've got to play on that game tonight.
Yeah, I have a play on this one, Patrick. I'm going to lay the chalk here with the home team. We've seen in this playoffs, you know, we had dogs bark a little bit in the opening round, but really chalk has really taken over here recently. Now, Lightning, that surprised me quite a bit. They were missing Braden Point. You had that home ice advantage with the Panthers there. Didn't come through. The Lightning come back, storm back, win that game. But I like the Panthers to even it up tonight. You can't go down 0-2 and then go to Tampa Bay. But really, just from a betting standpoint, you know, number one, the line has moved to the Panthers tonight. They open around minus 155. You're up to around minus 165. And we've seen these playoff home favorites. That's really been the angle here. 28-12, 70% this playoffs. You saw both home favorites, Carolina and Calgary, get it done last night. By the way, you took the over 14.5, Patrick. That was no sweat there. That was a crazy 9-6 game. But also experience off a loss. You know, when you bounce back off a loss in the NHL playoffs, that's been a spot here for these teams with experience to really benefit. So if you look at off a loss, these teams now are, let me get it for you, they are 24-19, 56%. So that would match with the Panthers here. Also BetMGM, they're only getting 60% of bets, but 84% of money. Give me the Panthers here, Patrick, to even the series tonight.
Okay, Josh, Market Insights, Betting Across America. It's time to take Meadow out to the bathroom, okay? So go do that before your show. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
It's pouring rain out here, guys. Isn't that the worst when you got to take your dog out when it's raining? It's first world problems, guys.
It really is. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you. Josh_insights on Twitter. When we come back, it looks like Joel Embiid has won the MVP. This is not a joke.
What happened?
Well, hold on. When we come back, this is a blue check mark, a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer saying that he has been handed the MVP. I'll explain coming back.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM reward points. You can redeem online bonus credits like free bets, risk-free tokens, planning a trip to Vegas. Well, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM reward points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located here in Vegas. So it's a great deal. It's like a credit card. You get loyalty points every time you place a bet. It's a great loyalty program. Eligibility restrictions do apply. Got to be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. So I teased you. I said,
I can't wait to hear this. Okay, I cannot wait to hear this.
I said that Joel Embiid has been given the MVP. So we had Marcus Hayes on earlier. He is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And there is a young lady named Anna Orso, who is also a reporter for the Philly Inquirer. So this is coming from...
I've never read Anna Orso. I read the Inquirer every day.
She may not be writing actual stories, but she reports for the Philly Inquirer, A-N-N-A-O-R-S-O, Anna Orso. So she says Philadelphia City Council just passed a resolution that names Joel Embiid our MVP, most valuable Philadelphian. That is so cheesy. Philly City, okay. City Council just passed a resolution that names Joel Embiid our MVP, the most valuable Philadelphian. That is cheesy times 100 trillion.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I think it proves the point about my first question to Marcus Hayes was it took courage to write that. This is how blinded the people are here. This is how blinded they are by a talented player, and he is uniquely talented. There's no denying it. He has unique skills that 7'2" big men don't have. But talent and playing well don't always go hand in hand. And the fact that we can't see his conditioning, and as Marcus said so well, that his number one position is his hands on his trunk breathing at half court. You know, in the Wilt Chamberlain video of him running up and down the court. I mean, like at some point, this is what's going on here. We have a hard time understanding what is great. We really do. And this, we really do as sports fans. We have a hard time understanding what is great. And if we think this is great, and Marcus wrote in his column, he said, hey, look, he's not the best big man I ever played in Philadelphia. And he's right.
Most valuable Philadelphian. Congratulations to Joel Embiid. You've won an MVP.
For what? Getting to the second round? Like, what are we settling for? Aren't we supposed to be a standard of excellence that we have to reach to get to the second round? I mean, this is just how blinded people are by the whole process. It goes into a whole area where if you can convince people you have a plan, they'll follow you even if it's a bad plan. I mean, think about it. the process is supposed to get you these elite players to get you into a championship. They haven't gotten out of the divisional round. Well, you could say, well, that's because they changed Colangelo. No, go look at Hinkie's drafting record and tell me he was going to pick good players ever. Tell me. I'll wait. Okafor. You know, I mean, Michael Carter-Williams. Tell me. I'll wait.
Well, the good news is they're going to run it back next year, so you have that to look forward to.
Well, I will say this, and it's been reliably reported to me that I'm not sure. I'm going to say this on the air. I'm not sure it's all going to be run back. I think there's a lot of underground movement going on. And until Mike D'Antonio takes a job somewhere, whether it's Charlotte or somewhere else, hold on to that. And until the Lakers post is fixed, until they have hired a coach that's not named Doc Rivers, I think there's a lot of moving parts. I will say this, having experience being in the industry in terms of sports, that when somebody is so over the top effusive with the extension, with the praise, there's more than meets the eye. And we know Doc has a contract with the 76ers. We know the 76ers are paying him a large sum. We know the Lakers are looking for a coach. I'm not going to say it's over yet. I'm just not going to say it, Patrick. I'm going to say keep your eye on it. I don't have any solid data. I have a lot of information, and I know where people want to end up, but whether it can all work out is another thing, because what gets in the way of this stuff? Money. Money. The Sixers, you want Doc? Okay, pay this. You fire Doc. You know, that's all going on behind the scenes. Don't let anybody kid you it's not. It's really not.
What else did Daryl Morey say?
I didn't talk to Morey.
I'm joking with you. I'm joking.
No, I do text Morey at times. I love to get together with him and talk. But I think to me, this is coming from people close to Doc, that it's not over, you know. And he has a love affair with Los Angeles. Does he want to go back? I'm sure he probably would love to if the situation were right. Do the Lakers want him back? I don't know that. But the Lakers have a bigger issue. They want somebody to come in and tell them they'll work with Westbrook. Right?
A Philadelphia group once saying it's so hard to say goodbye. Maybe they're having a hard... No, they're not having a hard time saying goodbye to Doc. It sounds like it's about cash and they want to be paid. So...
Well, it's about compensation for what they have, you know? And so, will I think it'll work out? I do think it will. Lonnie Cooper, the agent for Doc Rivers, has got to try to massage a lot of different egos in this, along with the media. And I don't think it's close to it. I'm sure Woj knows what's going on, but he can't say it because he's close to all parties.
Most valuable Philadelphian. Congratulations, Joel. Not playing basketball?
I thought that would be Ben Franklin. Don't you think Ben Franklin deserves the most valuable Philadelphian?
You would think maybe the most important human.
I mean, I know he's not from Philly. He's actually from Boston, but, I mean, he did end up setting up residence.
But he set up that printing press there in Philly, right, didn't he?
Well, made it go. I mean, think about it. He made that whole thing work with a printing press. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
He did. And Franklin's brother owned a newspaper. And remember, Benjamin Franklin used to write in to the op-eds under an alias as a woman and titillated the whole entire town.
He had a burner Twitter account like some other people do.
He had a burner account.
Think about that. Big Ben had a burner Twitter account. He was like Colangelo. He had a burner Twitter account.
He was so ahead of his time. He was so progressive. Benjamin Franklin. Hey, Benjamin liked, you know what he liked to do? He liked to go to France and get loose over there, right?
He liked the lax morals over in France.
Anyway.
Who wouldn't?
I haven't gotten your reaction to, because one of the things that you paused when it came to the Eagles was the other cornerback. Well, James Bradberry has been added. What was your take on that signing?
I think, you know, they gave him $7.5 million guaranteed. He's got a chance to earn $2.5 in incentives. So it's a one-year deal, you know, and I think it gives them an opportunity. I think the bigger question is Jonathan Gannon. What changes is he making defensively? Because when they played five good quarterbacks last year, Carr, Brady, Mahomes, Herbert, when they played those Prescott, those five, and then Brady the sixth time, they were not good defensively. They got away with playing some bad quarterbacks, and their defense kind of rallied around it. Now, what will they do to change defensively? And with the additions that they made in the secondary, I think certainly will help. But the key is going to be their front. They've got to be able to really force the issue with their front. And, you know, they sign Riddick to help with that, to go along with some of the players they currently have, which I think certainly gives them an opportunity to do that. Look, I'm not bullish on Philly at all. I mean, we kid about them winning 18 games in a 17-game schedule. But they, to me, have a legitimate chance to go over 9. If you want to bet them where Vinny is, 9.5 is what it's going to cost you at DraftKings. I think they can easily win 10 games because they're playing the North and the AFC South. There's some easy wins in there.
Yeah, and great point with the distinction on the number, because you just, I mean, that half a game is everything. So you got to shop around. If you can get 9 here at the South Point on Philadelphia, Michael, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
If you're
Look,
going over.
The other thing is today is going to be, what's today, May 19th? This is the Nick Saban feud. The Billy. I mean, I just watched
everything.
The video where Nick tried to call Jimbo and Jimbo won't take his call. I mean, this is really Hatfield and McCoy type stuff here now.
It really is. Wait, what did – so you – Saban quoted – you saw Saban say
– No, Jimbo just said on – I mean, I saw this at a press conference or else I wouldn't quote it.
Right.
But Jimbo said he received a phone call last night from Nick. Jimbo wasn't taking it because Jimbo felt he crossed the line, and now Jimbo's going after Nick's coaching record and that we all treat him like God, but he's not a God. We shall see.
Yeah, that's big news. Also, I know this will hit home for you, Michael. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have welcomed their baby boy, so I know you're excited about Rihanna's.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Always good. Yeah.
Wanted
Make sure you got good night's sleep, rest, and going. Baby's around. You don't get a lot of sleep, Patrick. You know how that is.
I absolutely do.
And do you buy the Booker curse with the Kardashians? Do you buy that curse at all? I'd like to have your commentary on that.
You know, I wouldn't know anything about that. Yeah, I do. I think it's real. It's like a counselor once told me.
Something about that Phoenix team that just wasn't
There was a Phoenix fan right before the show, and we were talking about it. I'm like, there had to be some sort of dissension because they weren't even trying in that first half. It was just so lackadaisical, and nobody stepped up. There had to be something going on internally, no?
No, I think so. I mean, it just didn't seem right to me.
Do you want to lay it with your Heat tonight, the 3? Are you taking Boston?
No, I'm going to take the Celtics and the points. I think with Smart back, it gives them a better matchup. I think it's a good play. I like Boston tonight. I really do. I like the over, too. I think both teams will shoot a little better.
And potentially Horford activated. Stay tuned to, of course, VSiN. We'll have the news on Al Horford and his status tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals. Michael, have a great Thursday. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Patrick.
Okay, see you, buddy. Odds on next.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.